Hey guys, Trevor here. I am the founder of eCommerce Paradise and creator of the High Ticket Dropshipping Masterclass. So I wanted to talk a little bit about myself. I want to talk about what's in the masterclass, what you can expect and what you'll get from it, and the kind of results you can expect to achieve after completing the masterclass. And then I also want to talk about why you need to invest as soon as possible and then how you can go about doing that. So let's get into it. So my history, I quit my 9-to-5 job in 2013. I worked from 2008 to 2013 at an office job in Van Nuys, California. If you're not familiar with where Van Nuys is, it's in the San Fernando Valley in Los Angeles, California. And yeah, I worked a sales job there, and I was actually a sales rep at a supplier at a lock and security warehouse. So it was a really cool job where I got kind of an insider's perspective on the industry of wholesale and distribution. Now, during that time, I was able to learn how it works. And so a lot of retailers would send their orders to me to get them shipped out, and I would be requested to ship them via blind drop shipping, which means basically taking our invoice out of the package and also removing our return address from the label and shipping out to their directly to their customer for them. So it would save them the added time that it would take to get the package shipped to them and then shipped to the customer. It would also save them the added cost of shipping, right? So instead of having to pay double for cost and wait double the time, the package would ship directly to their customer for them. And that was super helpful for their business model because they're able to make that sale online and then get the package out to their customer within just a few days. And then their customer would be way happier and they thought it came directly from them. So they would look like this big warehouse, whereas they were just taking advantage of our big warehouse. And I was really happy to do it because I got all these different sales throughout the day. So I made these different accounts with online retailers and my sales numbers went way up. So after dealing with that a lot, I realized, hey, why don't I do my own website? And so I did and I tried and I realized that locks and like the security industry is not the niche I wanted to be in because there's just so many part numbers and so many different like finishes and different choices and different technicalities that you have to know exactly what you're ordering, and there's a lot that can go wrong. So I realized I wanted to be a more simple niche, right? So I started talking with different locksmiths that would come in, and one of them happened to want to partner with me. And he said, hey man, let's start a business. And I said, okay, but what are we gonna sell? And he said, well, you like skateboarding, why don't we try to sell skateboards? So that was our next idea. So I tried to go out and figure out if I could dropship skateboards. But the thing about it was that the skateboard industry works with skate shops, and it works with skateboard distributors. There's really no place in there for an online only retailer, or at least there wasn't back in 2012, 2011, 2010 when I first started. So I first started doing this, getting into this stuff late 2010. And so what happened was I tried to start a skateboard brand at that point, but that was really slow going and I needed to make money fast. So we talked about different niches, and what we came up were fixies. It's a type of bicycle where it's a single gear bicycle. And that was my first niche. We basically, researched the marketplace. We found a supplier, a drop shipper that was in Los Angeles that our competitor had on their website. And we went to that supplier, asked for an account. They required us to make a small upfront investment to get a wholesale account with them. This is back in 2010. That kind of thing does happen sometimes, but it's pretty rare. But regardless, we went ahead and made that small investment. I think we had to buy like 10 kids bikes or something like that for $100. So it was pretty cheap. And we ended up donating them to the local YMCA. So it was nice. It was a little write-off on our business, and it was a good karma thing for us. And we ended up working out. We ended up listing the products. Back then, there wasn't really Shopify. So we used a different platform called eCreator. It's kind of an eBay alternative, very similar to Shopify in that it lets you build an e-commerce business on their platform, and they manage all the hosting, they manage all the pages and stuff and the templates and the way it looks. And all you have to do is actually upload the product details, upload your business details, and then they actually ran the Google Shopping ads for you. So it was really cool. And at the time, I didn't realize how lucky I was by choosing that platform, but I got really lucky and I was able to make the first few sales within a month or so. And then after that, sales sort of trickled in slowly, and then it grew because we first started doing that in the winter of 2010, and then spring and summer, sales grew a lot. That first year, we did $50,000 in sales. So it's not a whole lot, compared to what we do now. Right now, we do usually around $500,000 in sales per year, or up all the way up to $1 million, depending on the niche store. But back then, it was a lot for us. Anyway, so Growing over the years, we switched platforms. We moved to WooCommerce and WordPress. And what happened was we started doing content marketing. We started doing video marketing. We didn't have to do paid advertising because of how much content I was doing. And we ended up getting on with more suppliers. And so we added more products to our website. And I ended up getting organic rankings for a lot of products. So I was able to make tons of sales with organic rankings. And in 2014, we did about $500,000 in sales. So 3 years later, we got to that level. And just because we did $500,000 in sales doesn't mean we're keeping $500,000. What that means is that we're keeping probably 10 to 15%, maybe even less than that on some particular orders. So I think the average net profit was around 10%. So it was, you know, around $50,000, which is a full-time income for either one person or a couple, which was great for us, right? And so we decided to open up a bike shop, but that didn't open. That didn't like work out very well because I don't have any management experience with managing employees. I was just a salesman, so I'm really good at sales and I'm really good at doing e-commerce. And I decided that having a physical retail storefront just wasn't for me. Having to deal with all the upfront investment, it ended up costing us something like $30,000, $40,000 just to get the shop going. And we ended up, you know, fire selling a lot of the inventory that we brought in and getting rid of a lot of the other merchandising displays. And it was just a big learning lesson for us for sure. And we decided we wanted to be e-commerce only. That's when I started E-commerce Paradise. And that's also when I sold that e-commerce store as well. I had kind of been over it, burnt out from it. So we sold it. We got, you know, a mid five-figure sum for it. We were really happy about that. We kind of took a whole summer off and we went traveling around the states and road tripping and stuff like that, camping. But we came back and we realized that we needed to get a business going again before I ran out of money. So we didn't know what to do. We thought, you know, we could enter the same niche again, but of course we had a non-compete with the person who sold it. And so what happened at that point was I decided to go ahead and invest in some more training and coaching and mentoring from people in the e-commerce world. I was able to find some courses and some mentors, and I was able to get the training I needed to start a Shopify store this time. And then I was also getting the training I needed to run paid traffic and then optimize that store. And so those three things were really key to my success. I got into a similar niche that was more expensive and more lucrative. And we absolutely crushed it for a year and a half, even though there was a lot of new competitors that came into the marketplace. Because I went on a podcast with a digital nomad and kind of spilled the beans about our business. But after that, I realized, you know, hey, I could sell this store again. So I did. I sold the store. And we went traveling again all summer long. We went to Europe, came back, and it was an incredible journey. And since then, we've started up multiple stores, and now we have about three or four different niche sites that are running right now, and then two or three more that we're working on building. So I'm not just a person who's making courses. I'm a person who's actually making courses while I build niche stores and run them. And that's the purpose of this course. And I want to get a little bit into that now, is what this course is all about and how it's different from all the other courses out there. So every single other course that's out there about high ticket drop shipping, internet retailing, online retailing, this business model, they're basically topical overview courses. So they will tell you what to do. They'll show you examples in the form of demo sites. They're not real e-commerce stores. They just look like e-commerce stores. They don't actually, you know, process orders though, and they basically walk you through how to do things on a fake site, which is unfortunate because you know that if they're doing it on a fake site, it's not their best work, you know. And when somebody does something on a real store that they're going to really be doing profit on, they are going to put their best foot forward, because not only is a customer going to be looking at that, but a supplier is going to be looking at that, and competitors and all these other people in the marketplace, and they want, you know, to actually close sales. So what I decided to do is make a different kind of course. It was a course that's going to go over all the same materials and also go way more in depth on all the other things I do to really go and optimize my sites, right? Because the deal is you can't really make one of these dropshipping stores very passive until you go in through and do all the optimization stuff. You get all the different suppliers and you go through and do all the paid traffic stuff and do all the automation as far as email follow-up goes, and you hire virtual assistants to do everything for you. So it's very difficult to do it all yourself. And if you don't have a team behind you to work to help you build these stores, it can be very time intensive. It can take months, even years to build out one of these stores. But the way I do it is I hire a VA for almost every step of the process. And project-based VAs are a big part of this course. So in this course, I provide you with templates and sheets And all these templates are actual like job, you know, templates and like scripts and things like that. These are the things I use to get work done for me. So for instance, I give you a VA for uploading products, and I give you the template that you give to them, and I explain to you how to fill out the template to give to that VA. And it's the exact same VA that I use, the exact same template I use every single time. In fact, I have to refer back to my own training because sometimes I kind of forget how to do it. And so I made this training perfect for me and my team, and then it's also for sale to the public and to you. And so with that said, I'm going to go over now the course contents. So this course is built for somebody starting out from scratch. Really, I wanted to help the person who wants to escape the 9-to-5, who's working that office job, who, you know, is paid enough money to live but has no time freedom. They want to be able to get out of the office. So if that sounds like you, if you want to spend more time with your family, if you want to do traveling more often, if you want to work from home, and if you just want to have control over your time, really, and still make the same or more money, then this is definitely a business model that you should pursue. And this is the course to do it. So this course starts out with the High Ticket Dropshipping 101 module. So this is just me explaining all the ins and outs of the high ticket dropshipping business model, the internet retailing business model. So yeah, that's hours of footage right there. And then High Ticket Dropship Niche Hacks is the second module. It's where I talk about how to actually research a marketplace, find dropshipping competitors, dropshipping suppliers, dropship friendly suppliers, and how to find keywords and other niche sites you can extract information from. And I provide you with all the sheets you need to get started. Master spreadsheet, a bookkeeping spreadsheet that I use with all these automation things built into it, and also the product research sheet, the actual research sheet I use. So in this research sheet, you'll find all the data that I've already researched on a bunch of different niches. You can choose any one of them and go. And I also extracted all the competitors and the suppliers, and it's all in there. So it's a ton of data that you don't have to go and research yourself. This is way different than all the other courses out there, by the way, because the other courses tell you what to research and tell you to like go and like come up with ideas randomly for niches, whereas I actually show you ideas. And by the way, the reason you're on this page right now is probably because you found my niches list, and that niches list specifically is actual niches. These are from stores that I've extracted that I know are dropship friendly stores. So these aren't just fake niches. These are real niches. And if you haven't, go check that out. It's ecommerceparadise.com/99niches. Anyway, so the next one is the niche reports. So these are actually the videos that I recorded of doing all these niche researches. And I record every single one. So every single one that's filled out has a niche report. You can watch me go through and actually do the niche research myself so you can get a better idea of how it's done. And then you can take that and go do research in any marketplace that you want to do. But all of those are there. So once you've researched your niche and everything like that, the next module is business setup and your Shopify demo store setup. So first of all, you've got to establish your domain name and your like email and stuff like that. And I provide you the coupons and access to that kind of stuff to get set up. But then you set up your business, and it's really easy for someone in the States. For someone that's out of the States, it's a little bit different, but also it's still very easy. I've actually worked with students from the UK. I've worked with students from Canada. I've worked with students from Thailand and Malaysia, and they all have US-based businesses set up doing dropshipping in the United States. So this course is not for dropshipping outside. I don't have any personal experience for doing that, although I do know that it's possible. I know that people are doing it in Australia, doing it in the UK profitably, but I do know that the consumer market in the United States is way bigger than any other consumer markets besides maybe China. So dropshipping in the United States is very profitable, and that's what I teach because that's what I know. The next module is dropship supplier recruiting. So dropship supplier recruiting is all about just how to get suppliers. You've built out your demo site, you have your business, you have your seller's permit, go and get some suppliers, and it's actually a lot easier than you think it is. I actually provide you a really nice email template that you can also use to make phone calls with, and it's a really simple process, and I explain all that in that module. And once you first get your first few suppliers, it's game on. So now, here's the thing, most courses actually completely skip this process. This is one of the most important processes of your entire journey, but it's onboarding the new supplier's products and catalog to your website. Without doing that, or by doing it manually, it could take months. I mean, some of these suppliers have hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of products, up to thousands of products sometimes, especially in niches like furniture. So you have to have a VA upload these things, because it also will take you forever to do it manually. And these courses tell you to do it manually. It's crazy. It's just mind-blowing. So I actually made a module on how to onboard. This includes the job templates. This includes exactly what you need to get from the supplier, and it's just a step-by-step process you can follow. It's really easy. And then the next part, which is equally as important, if not more important, is optimizing your store. I use a specific Shopify theme for all my stores now. It's called the Shoptimize theme. And the reason I use it is because it's so good. It's just like Amazon. It's amazing. They have everything built into it. And I also show you which apps in the Shopify store you need to download and upload to your store and how to do that. And I just literally walk you through every single step of the process. I get into the nitty gritty, like the coding, and it's not something where like you're gonna hate watching this course. It's something where it's actually really calm and really slow and really collected so that you can just take it step by step. It's really easy to watch and really easy to implement. So definitely, if you're gonna take this course, focus on that, because without the optimization fully done, if you skip those steps, if you skip parts of it or whatever, you don't fill it all the way, you're not going to be profitable. All right, and the next thing is, once you've optimized your store, you can create your email marketing, your lead generation, and your Facebook retargeting ads. This is all really important to do first before you send paid traffic, because it's going to make sure any traffic that comes to your store has the opportunity to sign up for a promotion. And it also will get sent all these emails and retargeting ads after they get to your store. So by setting up that foundation of remarketing, you'll be ready for paid traffic. And the next section is the number one paid traffic method I use. And I teach exactly how to use it and how to set it up optimized so that you're not overpaying for traffic and that you're actually only getting specific buyer intent queries onto your pages. And that is so Google AdWords and Google AdWords shopping ads specifically. I show you how to set up your shopping feed, your Merchant Center account, your AdWords account, and setting up the optimized ads. And then I'll be going over search text ads and how to optimize them for return on ad spend. So it's really cool. Again, there's tons of course bonuses here. There's a niche research sheet I talked about. I made a progress checklist sheet, and I'll be updating it as the course progresses with all the different steps, so it's really easy for you to follow and links back to the lessons. The dropshipping master spreadsheet, where you keep all your accounts and your research data. The bookkeeping spreadsheet, where you keep track of all your income and outgoing. And then a free unlimited trial of Shopify. So I don't know any other course that offers this. This is actually unique to Shopify partners, and it's something that I do for my students only. And you can request it within the demo site setup. You don't have to do it. You can set it up yourself. But if you click my link in the description of that video and set it up, you only get 14 days. Whereas if you have me set up your development store, which is a free unlimited trial of Shopify, it's unlimited until you have to pay for an app or you process 50 orders. And so late into the optimization section, you will be paying for some apps. And so you can keep it all the way up until they're free. So if it takes you more than 2 weeks to get there, which it can sometimes, especially if you have a full-time job and a family, then this is a really good value add to this course. It can save you potentially, you know, $30, $60, $100. And then content templates for every single page, post, outsourcing job, and more. I'm not kidding, guys. I literally lay it out for every single page. And these are really optimized templates. These aren't just like rubbish, you know, that you'll see on a million dropship stores out there. These are really, really, really good content templates. Access to the same virtual assistants I use to grow in my e-commerce businesses. None of the other guys out there that are making courses do this. And I'm literally just doing this because I want to give back, you know, and that's the thing here. And by giving back, I really want to help people grow their stores. And so I made an exclusive mastermind group. And this is a place on Facebook where you can actually get one-on-one advice from me and other members of the academy, as well as the community at large. And then, of course, you have access to ask me anything, anytime. So, you know, I've been doing this for 10 plus years. So I'm a great person to go to, and I love writing people back and helping people with their stores. You can access me anytime at trevor@ecommerceparadise.com or go to the Facebook page and message the page, and I'll just get that notification on my phone. You can also go to the ecommerceparadise.com website and click on the live chat, and I get that notification on my phone too. So I'll be able to chat with you anywhere. And guys, look. If you don't get started now, if you hesitate and you wait because of whatever reason, maybe you're just not ready, maybe something in your life is not ready, maybe you have some belief like maybe it's going to be too hard or it's just not right for you, or maybe the cost is too high for you right now for some reason, just understand that the more people get into this course and the longer you wait, the more competition there's going to be out there. So you need to get started today, because tomorrow you don't know if there's going to be two or three more competitors in that niche that you want to start, right? And if you get a foothold on that niche now, you'll be able to create a big store, and it's going to be really profitable in the long run, right? And you can create a lot of good passive income, and you can just focus on growing that one business and potentially, you know, set yourself free for the rest of your life. You just need to really focus on it, right? And get it done consistently every single day. But if you don't get started today, a year from now, you might still be in the same place of procrastination and hesitation, under, you know, not knowing if it's going to ever be the right time. And just understand that it's never going to be the right time, right? You have to make it the right time. You have to be willing and fearless about it to actually just take it on and have fun with it, you know, and really enjoy the process as you go about it. So again, you know, you need to get started today. It's a limited time course. I'm only accepting 50 students. I'm at around 33 right now, right? So there's less than 20 spots left. And after that, it'll just close forever. I have to do this because if I bring on too many students, then there's going to be way too much competition for me. You guys are getting all my secrets, all my templates, all my resources. And honestly, I'm building out my own niche site empire here. So I'm going to be closing the course after 50 students, and that's it. So get in now before it's too late. There's only about 20 spots left as of right now, and it is July 6th, 2018. Like I said, I'll be using the course to have my virtual assistants grow e-commerce businesses for me. And with that, you know, I'm going to have a lot of time that's required to run all these e-commerce stores and build and manage a team to do it. So get in now while you can, and you know, don't hesitate. You know, don't be upset with me later on if you hesitated, procrastinated, and then the course isn't available. But anyways, so get down in there. If you really want to know what's going on, you can check out the actual class curriculum. I don't know of any other course that does this, but I reveal the titles of every single step. So this is pretty much like a step-by-step checklist. Some of these lessons have multiple steps in them, you know, especially in the conversion optimization sections and stuff like that. And as of right now, I'm building out the customer service and sales module. And then after that, we'll be outsourcing customer service and sales, and then doing more different paid advertising methods and also content marketing. So it's going to be really good. So get started now, guys. As of right now, the pricing is at $97 a month, which is just $3.23 a day. You get access to all the course materials plus the bonuses. So lots of good stuff there. Or you can sign up for a year. You can save about half the price. At $497 a year, you get access at just $1.38 a day to the same course materials and bonuses. So save a lot of money. If you know you want to commit to this, I definitely recommend this because you'll get access to all the future content as well. I'm going to be making a lot more content. I'm going to be teaching you how to build out an affiliate site, how to build out a membership site, all these different business models you can grow when you want to scale beyond just e-commerce and dropshipping. And then, of course, if you feel like you're going to be there for more than, let's say, 2 years and you want to save some money there, which I highly recommend doing, $9.97 is the price there. And you also get access to the monthly mastermind calls. I do monthly mastermind calls only with my students that get in at the $9.97 level. And so if you want to take if you want to get in there, and then you can definitely get in there. Normal price is $197 a month for those mastermind calls. And so with $9.97 upfront fee for the course and bonuses, you also get access to some group coaching, which is really cool. And I have a lot of students here that are getting great success with the course. You can read about that. If you have any questions about the course, I put all the FAQs here, so you can look into that as well. And yeah, just get started today, guys. Don't hold back. Here's a little bit of a peek inside of it. This is what it looks like when you get inside. And for instance, if you know, click on the lesson, you'll get a video pop up here. It's nice and big. And yeah, hey, this guys, is you know, one of the lessons here about niche selection. And you can post a comment in any of the videos, and I'll be able to write back about that comment. So it's a really easy way to do it. Up here in the corner, you'll be able to select it autocomplete, which I highly recommend, because then when you're done with the lesson, it tells you you've completed that lesson. Marks it out gray here so you know you're making progress in the course. You can also speed up the videos right here, which is really cool. So definitely recommend doing that, guys. There's tons of content in this course. It's just ridiculous. Hours and hours and hours of lessons, and really it's because that's important, you know, like high ticket dropshipping is not a simple business model. You should try to keep it simple, but to make it profitable, make it a full-time thing, there's a lot more involved than just what you see at the surface, you know. And I like to use that analogy of the tip of the iceberg, because, you know, truly what you see at the tip is like an e-commerce store. But what's below that on the back end and all the other work that those people do is a huge database of suppliers and all these, you know, product listings and all this content marketing, all this email marketing, all this social media marketing and paid advertising and all this other stuff that they do to bring leads in. And then they also have a huge customer service sales team to get people calling in and closing sales over the phone. And that's really important. So just understand this business model. There's a lot more to it than meets the eye. And if you want to be involved with it today, I can highly recommend it. There's so many reasons why this is one of the best online business models to do. And what I like to do especially is to combine this with other business models like affiliate marketing in a way that makes it so that I can make passive income on the side, and also, you know, cash back credit cards and stuff like that, so I can do traveling for free along with the profit that comes from this business model. So hope you guys get in there. Definitely click that enroll the course button to start today, and just click enroll. And I can highly recommend the 997 model. The pricing option, I think it's really good, and you can get access to that mastermind class as well. So get in there and get your store started today, guys. And if you have any questions, email me, Trevor at ecommerceparadise.com, and we'll see you on the inside.